Two-time Olympic marathoner Ryan Hall has run the historic Boston Marathon four times. In one of those, the 2011 Beantown Marathon, Hall ran the fastest time ever for an American in the race at 2:04:58, finishing fourth that year. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with those tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always find out more information at WWIB.com. Ryan Hall's life story is published in the new book, Run the Mile You're In, Finding God in Every Step, and it can be purchased online at Amazon or at a bookseller near you. Author Ryan Hall is back with me today on Sports and Commentary. 2013, Ryan, you were signed up for that Boston Marathon, but had to pull out with an injury, and that was the year of the marathon bombings. What did you think when you heard the news? What was your reaction?
Yeah, that was just a very surreal moment. You know, like you said, I was signed up for the race. I was actually there, and then I was flying back before it. Like, I caught a flight that morning of the race because it was Sarah's birthday, and I was trying to get back in time to celebrate with her. And I landed in San Francisco Airport, turned on my phone, and all of a sudden just got all of these text messages from concerned family members and friends being like, "Are you all right? Are you all right?" And I was like, "What are they talking about?" And then pulled up the news and, you know, seeing the images that were coming from Boston, and it was just like, I can't believe that's happening. You know, you don't think that's going to happen in a million years. Like, you can't picture something like that happening. So, you know, as it was going on, it's kind of like, oh, like, just so heartbroken for all those that were affected by that. And, and you thinking about, like, I'd met a lot of these people at the expo at different appearances I was doing in Boston just a few days ago, and now some of them aren't with us anymore. So it was just really, really a sad moment. And then, you know, followed by when I remember President Obama went to Boston and gave a speech, and I remember being so inspired by his speech, and he was saying, like next year we're going to come back and we're going to run this marathon again, and we're going to show the world that, like, we won't be, like, held down or something along those lines, you know. So I remember after that I texted Meb, my friend, and in training, well, I didn't train with him, but we were friends and neighbors even at one point in Mammoth Lakes, and texted him to be like, "Hey man, we got to hit this race when we go back." And he was fired up as well, and so that kind of started, like, our really gigantic motivation to go back and really nail that race the following year. And so, you know, we showed up on the starting line, both of us were fit and ready to go. And early on in the race, Meb got a gap, I believe it was around 6 miles or so, which is really, really early in the marathon to get a gap and to try and make a move. Usually those moves don't happen until like mile 23, 24, 25. So as he got his gap, I was in the second group. I wanted to go with him. I just physically wasn't able to. And I was in that second group, and I was kind of leading the charge of that second group and keeping them somewhat close to Meb. And after a couple miles of running that way, I was like, this doesn't make any sense. Like, if Meb wins today, like, that's what we need. Like, that's what America needs, is a win today. And, like, I couldn't physically go with it. So, obviously, Meb is fitter than I am. And so, what can I do here to increase his odds of being able to pull this thing off? So, you know, I got out of the lead, and there's a bunch of, you know, there's like 15, 20 African guys. They were just sitting right on me. I got out of the lead, and then the pace just dramatically slowed in our group, and Meb's gap just got bigger and bigger and bigger. And then other American guys would catch up to us, and they'd go to the lead of our second group, and I would have a little conversation with them and be like, "Guys, listen, if Meb wins today, then it's a victory for all of us. Like, let's not lead this group." And, you know, I was grateful that those guys kind of were able to realize that as well and being like, let's give Meb a chance here. And again, his gap just got huge, and he was able to hold him off and ran an incredible race. And, you know, he totally 100% earned his own victory, but it was fun just to kind of play a supporting role on that day, and to be able to see him win is arguably the most historic win ever for an American in the marathon. So it's really fun to kind of be a part of that.
Yeah, Meb has been on the show before. He's also a committed follower of Jesus, and it was just an amazing, amazing victory for him at the Boston Marathon. So you've been a cross-country champion in high school, Big Bear, California, NCAA cross-country champion at Stanford, a couple of Olympics, all kinds of marathons around the world that you've run in. How many miles, Ryan, do you think you've run in your life?
That's a great question. I don't know. I was a very high volume guy. So if I had to guess, over the 20-year period, I probably averaged probably around 80 miles a week, you know, because obviously we're marathon training. Sometimes we're up to 130, 140 even. But, you know, we're not training for 5K and short distance. I'd be more around like, you know, 60, 70, 80. So I'd probably average out to about 80 miles a week. So I don't know, whatever 80 times 20 times 52 is. I'm not a math whiz, but that'll probably give you a pretty good idea.
Yeah, I just got my calculator. 80 times 52 times 20. Is that right? Over 83,000 miles in your career? That's a few trips around the planet for sure. Ryan Hall, thank you for coming back. The book about his amazing life is called Run the Mile You're In, Finding God in Every Step. Two-time Olympic marathoner Ryan Hall from his home down in Flagstaff, Arizona. Thanks for coming back. We've had a little marathon session here on Sports and Commentary. So much to talk about. It has been a pleasure. God bless you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.